This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a tale of two big bands. Both are based in New York, but rarely make public appearances. They have no personnel in common, and their players mostly travel in different circles. But Kevin says that musically, they have a few things in common. Both help chart new directions for the jazz orchestra.
Composer and pianist Muhal Richard Abrams helped found the most important organization in modern jazz, Chicago's AACM, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. It cropped up in the 1960s when the jazz world was badly fragmented. But members of the AACM, like Anthony Braxton, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, and Muhal himself, wanted to avail themselves of everything jazz had to offer, from noisy free improvising to elaborate compositions. Of all these musicians, Muhal is the one whose primary instrument is the orchestra, the one who has the most colors to paint with. He has a new album out on the Black Saint label called The Herenga Suite. Muhal is what some folks call a restructuralist. He takes musical elements that are already out there and recombines them in fresh ways. Quote-unquote, postmodern musicians get off on abruptly jumping from one style to another. But restructuralists want to unite diverse elements, so one flows smoothly into the next. I know I'm making this sound complicated, but it's not hard to hear. Listen to how many episodes Muhal squeezes into 40 seconds of one piece. Those off-center rhythms and slinky Ellington saxes are a couple of Muhal's favorite devices. It takes a real gift to make them fit together. In jazz these days, when players talk about honoring the tradition, their definition of what that means is usually pretty narrow. To most of them, tradition means bebop. But Muhal Richard Abrams embraces all aspects of jazz, from the difficult to the mainstream. The Herenga Suite includes, among other things, passages that blur the line between electronic and acoustic music. But it also contains some plain old straight-ahead swing. Muhal Richard Abrams isn't too well known among mainstream jazz fans, but his ideals percolate through other folks' music. Composer and saxophonist Walter Thompson runs a big band that sounds directly influenced by Muhal. Thompson's new CD is called Not for Rollo. It's on the Atava label. Thompson's music resembles Muhal's most obviously in its angularity, but it also has some of the same rapid transitions. Critics love to chart lines of influence, but things aren't always as they appear. Walter Thompson says he never heard Mulhall's orchestra until after he recorded his own big band album. His first inspiration was Charles Ives, but he did study in the 70s with Mulhall's friend Anthony Braxton. As Thompson says, the resemblance between Mulhall's music and his own shows you can be influenced by the artistic climate of your time as much as by specific people. Walter Thompson's mastery of color and form isn't on a par with Mulhall's, but he does have the same sort of artistic ambition. He doesn't lead the music down a safe and narrow path.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. This is Fresh Air.